This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Frank is in Carmel, New York. What's up, Frank?
Should the Mets play whoever they play, the Padres or the Dodgers, and the Yankees are in the World Series, would you rather they lose to the Padres or the Dodgers?
Yes.
Or the Yankees beat them in the World Series?
100% I'd rather lose to the Padres or the Dodgers. What kind of question is that? And I would ask you. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather lose to the Guardians or Tigers or the Mets in the World Series?
That's the same thing.
I don't think like that. I'm curious too.
Answer that one. I'm curious. I'll give you my answer. I'd rather lose to
that?
Anybody, not the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Frank, come on.
No, of course.
Okay.
Well, that's just, you don't just answer it, right?
Okay, but then that's what we're saying.
So then what Sal's saying is not crazy. Yeah. I mean, if the Mets lose again to the Yankees,
I can't take it.
I mean, it might not be 24 years again since they meet, but until they do meet, there's nothing that you could do. It's just mic drop. It's over. You got to own it.
It might have been the easiest question I was ever asked. I mean, goodness.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Before we get back to the calls here, BT, I just want to plug. I'm going to do that. You know, I do that WFA and Daily podcast, and you're working on a podcast coming up as well. You've been looking to get some names. Did you come up with a name yet or no?
Can't divulge it yet. Still,
but you
it's
did.
Got, well, because it's got to go through legal. There's a whole trademark.
There's
a lot of things that are going through. But it's going to be a Jet-centric, Jet-only
Jets, pod. Okay, love that.
Can't wait.
Exclusive podcast, so stay tuned for that. With WFA and Daily, we kind of do a little bit of everything. Today, we're going to have Michael Cole, who is an announcer for WWE. And he's a huge Met fan, which I didn't even know that. Also, you got Saturday night's main event that's going to be returning to Long Island. It's going to be returning, period, but it's going to be on Long Island December 14th at Nassau College. See him, so we're looking forward to that as well. They got Raw's moving to Netflix next year. Don't miss the debut Monday, January 6th, live on Netflix. So there's a lot going on with WWE. But Michael Cole, a huge Mets fan, so we're looking forward to taping that podcast with him after the show, getting his thoughts on where the Mets are at.
An off the radar question.
Yeah.
So just give me an answer. We don't need to expand on this too deeply here because we want to get back to the baseball and the calls here. Can't be Piper, and it can't be Hulk.
Yeah.
And it can't be Macho.
Okay.
All right? Give me your all-time favorite interview on the mic. I got one that's sneaky awesome. I thought he was so amazing.
I'll tell you one that comes to mind. Uh-huh. One of my favorites is Jake the Snake.
I just said in the talk back, Jake the Snake.
Yeah, he was great.
He was the best.
I liked him.
Uh-huh.
I didn't love him.
Well, because he didn't have a great body. He didn't really, you know, like, but he was so sinister. And, like, the psychology of how we did the interviews was next level brilliant.
Now, would you say that your appreciation for it is greater after watching all these documentaries in years
That's later. A good question. Yes, but I appreciated him in real time. Then you had the snake thing and the Macho great. Man rivalry, how like about, Ricky Steamboat. He was
how about like Honky Tonk Man?
You know what, Honky Tonk? I always thought he was kind of corny. All right,
but he was great. He made you hate him.
He was a foil, man. The outfit, the hair. He actually does a lot of good shoots that are on YouTube where he goes deep into the company. He just rails on people when he smashed. Who did he smash over there? Jake.
He smashed the guitar. Jake. Yeah, he hit him before.
They thought it was gimmick.
Savage. Oh, he got Savage too, didn't he? Yeah, he definitely did.
But he got Jake, and it was supposed to be a gimmicked guitar, and not, and it actually basically broke vertebrae in Jake's neck. And
was that WrestleMania 3? I'm sorry.
I thought it was Saturday Night's Main Event, but I could be wrong on that. Could
by the way, would you go to that December 14th?
I would 100% go to you. I went to the Islanders game with you. I went all the way out to Long Island.
Yeah.
And now you're in Jersey. First of all, you and I could just go together that night.
Yeah, that is true,
just drive together. I have never been to a wrestling match in my life.
Now it's at Nassau Coliseum.
I know where it is. I love the Coliseum.
So Saturday Main Event coming back December 14th on Long Island, Nassau Coliseum, which is where the first one was.
Exit 4, M4 off the Meadowbrook. I'm in. I know the area real well. Right, I used to play baseball there all the time at Eisenhower.
Let me see if we can hook that up. We'll BT and Sal experience out there for Saturday Night Main Event.
I've never been to a wrestling match. Isn't that sick? And I love it. My dad's like, my dad, he refused to take me.
My dad took me, as a matter of fact, to the Coliseum. I remember seeing Hogan versus the Warlord, Bret Hart. I forget who he was wrestling, but DiBiase and Virgil.
DiBiase was a great interview,
Bobby
too.
Heenan.
DiBiase was good.
Yeah, DiBiase was great.
He was a good character.
This is probably 91.
I got you.
But okay. I mean, I wish I could have gone in like 87, 88, but it's still cool to be able to go in 91 at that point.
Well, very cool. I didn't get to go. But you know what they used to do in the 80s? They used to go to like the little gyms, like the little parishes like St. Thomas or St. Mark's or St. Dominic's. Like, I didn't. My grandmother used to go. It was just the smallest venue, and it was more intimate. So anyway.
All right, let's finish
I'm
up.
I'm in. I'll go.
All right, let's finish up on the phones. How do you say that? His name?
Cologne.
Cologne is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Hey, guys, great show today. You know, listen, I'm not going to celebrate anything, but, you know, I am enjoying this. And last night, I did turn on the radio for the ninth inning, and it was great to hear John Sterling say, ball game over, American League Division Series over, Yankees win, Yankees win.
I actually thought he said this, ball game over, Divisional Series over, Bob Costas over, the Yankees win. That's what I heard.
That would have been in freaking incredible if he did that.
Hey, guys, you brought up the 2012 series against Detroit. You know, that was the series when Derek Jeter, in the 10th inning, I think, you know, broke his ankle. And after that, the win came out of the sale. And, they got swept, you know, because they didn't think, you know, we got swept and we didn't really come back at all.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, Clone, because we were, and thank you for the call. We were talking about that during the break. We're like, man, I can't believe I don't remember that. And going over, I was like, I remember Ibanez hitting a home run against the Orioles and then Jeter getting hurt. And then we did the math tracing it back to that. But yeah, those are kind of like the lost years.
It's very weird. I mean, and A-Rod was there. You said Cervelli, you said Posada. Yeah, very strange.
I remember 2015 losing the wild card game to Dallas Keuchel.
Oh, that bothered me. Yeah, Dallas Keuchel with that beard. Dallas Keuchel was tough.
And in 2016, no postseason. That's where they traded a bunch of guys.
Correct.
And obviously, we know what happened. I remember everything from 2017 on. I don't remember for some reason 2014, they didn't make it either, right? Because that was Jeter's last year. So I don't remember 2010 through 2013 for whatever reason with the Yankees. Carmine's in Flushing. What's up, Carmine?
Sally, BT, how you guys doing?
What's up, Carmine?
Hey, man.
Also a big wrestling fan. I went to WrestleMania 40 this year. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Outside of game 6 of the World Series, it was the best live event I ever went to. So, BT, you'll love it.
I can't wait.
In fact, you want a little wrestling promo? Sal knows this one. Dusty Rhodes, the Hard Time Blues. If you're a Mets fan, we've been through the Hard Time Blues.
Ooh.
And it is time for us to get to the World Series. And I want nobody but the Yankees. Because they're Ric Flair, and this is the tour 2024. Let's go, Mets!
Oh, here you go, Carmine. What a way to end the show.
Don't take another call. You can't get better than that.
By the way, I was thinking about this. You know, we talk about driving there and going to hang out, Saturday Night Main Event on the island. It's going to be December 14th. By then, we could have a Subway Series winner.
Yeah.
By then, we could have a Soto decision, potentially. I don't know exactly if it's going to be simpatico.
Oh, you mean we can't sit in the car together for an hour and a half? It's a pain in the ass going to Long Island. And the Islanders were great, but it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll do it.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Get your proper rest with your Metsies.
And we'll have a game. Game on Sunday. I'll be on the fan, too. Sunday 1-4, I'll be ahead of the Met game that night, and Giants game, of course, as well. Another busy weekend, and looking forward to another busy week in New York sports. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.